This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I like to think every job comes with a couple of perks. No matter where you work, there's something.
What does a perkless job look like?
I'm not sure. Governmental, like the DMV.
Bro.
Can you get at least like front of the line at the DMV if you work at the DMV?
Maybe. That would be a tremendous.
Easier to renew your license.
Employee. But a government employee gets a lot of perks.
I don't know that she. Are they perks or benefits?
Same.
Those are good benefits. Like,
good benefits.
Yeah, benefits are different. But I think perks are something.
We get benefits here, but we also get like
we get
access
perks.
To things.
Yeah.
Those are perks.
Yeah, I think kind of those unexpected little treats that you can get in your job.
Pizza delivery boy. There's always the possibility of a woman in a negligee
more
waiting.
More fictional than real.
Well, I've seen it. Waiting on her pizza, and she likes the the look of you.
Stuck in the laundry machine.
Stuck in the laundry machine.
Needs help.
Needs help. Yeah, that's the potential perks are a thing, too.
We have a lot of perks.
Lots
in
perks.
Radio, for sure.
100%.
One of them is that, especially being the Padres flagship station, we get access to giveaway items a little bit earlier than most. And Adam just brought in Padres. You've probably seen the lineup, but these are the first giveaway of the season is actually the opening series hat presented by Shaquan. And we've got him right here in studio. Nice brown leather-esque looking San Diego Padre. Well, I doubt it's like, I mean, it's probably not.
I'll go great with your polo tomorrow.
Leather,
ooh.
But it really looks sharp.
Are you wearing your polo tomorrow, by the way?
Ooh.
You need to.
I'm on TV all day, though. I don't know that I should be wearing my channel 97.3 The Fan polo on Channel 10.
Not on TV from 6 to 10.
That's right.
That's true. I could change.
Change.
I just need to bring two outfits tomorrow then. I should probably wear my polo. That makes sense.
All right, good.
So Friday.
If you don't, then one of us has
somebody
to.
Somebody has
I'm
to.
Friday, opening series hat. First 40,000 fans in attendance presented by Shaquan. It's first come, first serve. So they often get more than 40,000. Make sure you're one of the first 40,000 to get those. And then in the second series against the St. Louis Cardinals, and I heard Jesse and Tony talking about this on the broadcast yesterday, the 97.3 The Fan City Connect Ponchos, which is another first 40,000 on Tuesday night, April 2nd. And Tony and Jesse were talking about us throwing out the first pitch.
They did?
They did.
No, they didn't.
They're aware of it. Jesse just became aware of it yesterday and brought it up on the broadcast.
Oh,
and they started
joking.
Talking about, huh? You don't want to bounce it. You
Why
don't want
didn't
to
we pull this
yourself.
Audio? I did not know they did that.
Yeah,
you should probably tell us these
You
got to
tell us this.
I mean, they didn't go on and on about it. It was a very brief
Cursory
conversation.
Cursory mention? Okay.
Little mention that we will be throwing out the first pitch. And they were talking about that, but that is part of the 97.3 The Fan.
Coming up in like 4 days.
City Connect Poncho giveaway. Yeah, everything. It's just going to come on so fast. Like, I'm just trying to get through. Oh, I was trying to get through last week with our 7 Mile Soul Series viewing party.
I keep thinking it's like, I know it's early in the season. I kept thinking we got like 2 or 3 weeks between opening day and first pitch.
And then,
no, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, opening day is tomorrow and our live broadcast downtown at Rick's Baja Cantina. And then all of a sudden it'll be Tuesday. We're going to be throwing out first pitch. It's like, when do I get to take a breath here? Just take a little bit of a breath, but it's baseball season, so really no breathing for the next 6+ months. But those are two of the giveaways. And then in the second homestand, we're coming up very quickly, April 10th through 8th through 10th, the Manny Machado Home Run Bobblehead presented by Quidel Ortho, Wednesday, March 10th. That is a 3:40 start. The Cubs will be in town. And again, first 40,000 fans for the Manny bobblehead. You can visit Padres.com/giveaways for more details on all of these first three promotional items.
Carlos, this one looks Carlos like. In the chat says, Woods is for sure going to bounce it. Come on, bro.
There's three of us, and two of us play baseball.
Yeah, yes. We were talking about it. I don't want there to be any bits. I really would like this to be serious business when it comes to throwing out the first pitch.
What do you mean serious business?
Like a good, solid, coordinated effort by the three of us.
Like a synchronized swimming routine?
Yes. There's Manny's bobblehead on our YouTube stream.
Love that he's doing the love you.
I love you home run.
Good luck.
Trot for Manny.
Hmm.
I mean, again, I feel like I just need to concentrate. I do not throw baseballs very often, and I would like to get it somewhere in the vicinity of whoever is catching the ball for me. Could be anyone. I don't really care who it is, as long as they have a decent chance of catching
the ball. What if we're out there and Fernando lines up for your catch? You're gonna bounce that ball.
I mean, there's different levels. Everyone's going to make me nervous. I trust that Fernando's going to catch it no matter where I throw
it. That's a good
point.
I want Manny.
I can throw it 7 feet in the air, and he's going to just dive, spin, come down with it gracefully.
Casita Pro Dev says just one catcher. Yeah, that would be interesting. One catcher we all throw at the same
one
time.
One big throw.
Yeah, I thought it'd be funny if we all started to do it, and then Paulie and I faked it. And then you got nervous.
People are there. They want to see the game.
All right, I promise
you. We don't want to make too big of a deal.
I promise you.
You're not the story.
We won't do any bits.
Thank you.
I am nervous about it, though.
Are you nervous, too? I'm definitely nervous. I texted Tony and Jesse, and I said, don't make me nervous.
What'd they say?
Make me nervous. They didn't respond. Neither of them, which never happened. Neither of them texted me back, which made me even more nervous.
Wow. The Padres just sent out an email.
Okay.
And they do this throughout the year prior to a homestand, kind of detail each game and let you know if there's a giveaway, maybe Beer Fest or something like that. And we just got the first one of the year. And we've been waiting on this. I am always curious. Who's doing the national anthem? Who's doing the first pitch for the season opener? And so they're going to have the big Holiday Bowl United States flag. John Foreman from Switchfoot will be performing the national anthem.
Great dude.
You're going to get the flyover. You get that on opening day. And the first pitch is going to be one Shiel Seidler.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Dude. Could not have
picked. I bet she'll get a nice welcome from everybody.
I think so. Mm. Could not have picked a better representative.
Unbelievable. That's going to be so, it's going to be emotional.
It's gonna bring me down. Like, wow. Make me lose it. 100%.
I don't know why. I was not expecting that.
I don't know why I wasn't either. It stands to reason.
Because we were talking to some people yesterday. Like,
Paulie's like, is it Kyle Mooney? I don't know.
Like, Jake Peavy threw it out on opening day last year. That was awesome. He came by the show. And I'm like, I wonder who's doing it this year. Of course it's going to be Shiel.
Fantastic.
Wow. Man.
Fantastic.
I know I wanted to get into some of the TV details.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this announcement to see if maybe it would tell us. And if you would like to watch the games on television, here's where you can watch them. Still nothing. Very quiet from the San Diego Padres.
What does that mean? Is there some discussions behind the scenes?
I will say this. Well, MLB is handling it. So the Padres can't just unilaterally say, here's where the games are going to be, because MLB is handling all the negotiations. Everything I've been told so far, you're going to be able to watch them where you watched them last year, whether it's Channel 4 or Spectrum Cable, which was Channel 305, I think, or DirecTV, was it there? And then FUBU TV. Where you watched them last year, you should be able to watch them this year, but that has not been officially announced. The reason why I am not as worried, I know a lot of people worry about it, they're a Major League Baseball team. They need to get the games out to everybody. It does them no good to not have their games accessible to their fan base.
Would it surprise you that Major League Baseball butchered something, though? The answer is no.
To wait this long, there's already been a bit of butchering.
Well, I believe they have been waiting until the absolute last minute to try to get a deal done with, I don't know, Hulu YouTube TV, whatever they're working on.
They don't want to announce things piecemeal, like, oh, 3 weeks ago, here, and we've got our deal with Channel 4, and then 2 weeks, oh, here's our deal with Spectrum. They'd like to have them all in place and just have one big announcement where they can list all the places, so they've kind of been waiting, I think.
We're also 28 hours away from first pitch.
But remember that they need the games on TV as badly as you do. Well, maybe the Padres will do us all a favor and put their games on TV. No, they need the promotion and the advertising that generates. So it's not as though they don't have an incentive to do this. They're not being, you know, we're not holding their feet to the fire. You're going to put the games on TV? What about the television? They're just as, like, concerned about it as you are, the fans. I promise you, they want to get this done. And why it hasn't been done, I'm sure there are many reasons behind the scenes that I don't quite comprehend or understand, but I believe that they want this, the fans want this, and generally when everybody wants something, it will happen and it will get done. Maybe I'll have egg on my face and be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that you'll have a chance to watch Padres games on television again this year.
And if not, you can listen right here on 97.3 The Fan, flagship.
Jesse describes it so well, it's as if you were watching the game.
I mean, it's the best. The best in the biz. We're spoiled at every turn.
Paulie, do you want to start the Rylan Report now or a little late? Or shall we push it back a little bit to our next segment so you can have the entire next segment to get to the Rylan Report?
I like pushing things in our show.
I want to hear about this wiener specialist that they're
looking
for.
Connoisseur.
Wiener connoisseur.
That is a real
story. It's a real story coming up in the Rylan Report.
Like hot dogs?
We'll find out.
Just wiener dogs?
We'll find out.
Fair enough. I have no nothing about this.
Just want to shout out one of our beloved listeners, EC Money. He reached out to us. He said, Ben and Woods, congrats on such an amazing accomplishment. 6 years have gone by so fast. I've had so many memorable moments listening to your show. Nothing better than that morning. You guys genuinely reacted to signing Manny Machado. My life has changed listening to you guys. I'm so glad it wasn't the end back when the old station died. I suffer from depression, but you guys have cured me in ways I can't thank you enough. I love listening and laughing with you guys. Love it. Hashtag EC.
Thank you very much, my friend. It's our pleasure. Trust me.
We're not listed as an official
cure.
We're not
licensed. No, there's no license.
Don't want to create that expectation for everybody.
Miracle workers, Ben and Woods.
Listen to Ben and Woods and cure your depression.
Right, yeah.
We can't promise to get out of bed some days, but we got to do it.
We can't promise that for everyone, but I'm very touched by those comments, EZ, and thank you so much for listening for the last 6 years. And I know a lot of you have been around since the very beginning, 6 years ago. Some are new. Maybe we got first-time listeners today. We appreciate you all. You are all valued, and you are all tier ones and members of our community.
If we have any new listeners, like maybe this week, maybe today, like you just said, I get asked, I don't know, once or twice a week, hey, how do I become a tier one? How much do I have to pay to be a tier one?
$1,000, Venmo, me, you're in.
It's at Paul-Rindle.
You're in 100%, $1,000.
That's a monthly payment, by the way. We're just messing around. If you listen to the show, if you have smiled once during this show, you're a tier one.
Yeah, we've told this story before, but originally we're trying to figure out, all right, tier ones, they listen all day, every day, and then there's tier twos who, you know, listen most of the time. Tier threes listen in their car. Tier fours just tune in every once in a while. Once we got to the pandemic, we realized, you know what, you're all tier ones. You all got promoted, so now every Ben and Woods listener, even if you just listen for 5 minutes, you are a tier one. Congratulations. Maybe that's not fair to the people who listen, you know, all 20 hours every single week. You think you should have a special category. We do appreciate that tremendously, but everybody in the audience is a tier one of Ben and Woods.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Also Venmo us.
Also Venmo us. Thank you. $1,000.
Paulie always deserves a little extra credit for the Rylan Report. We'll get to that a little bit late. Coming up next with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Star 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. I think I've heard that.
Out.
Cash in on basketball's big moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use code KWFN for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Our boss is like, we've been playing the music for like a minute. I'm like, hey, we're on the radio here. We are live. Live on the radio.
He's excited. He's an excitable guy. Very excitable guy.
Big week.
It's a big week.
Big week.
Yeah.
When you're a flagship station.
Speaking of Adam, we got a great message from our buddy Christopher Chadwick. Says, has Adam asked to purposely botch the first pitch to go viral yet?
Nothing goes viral like a botched first pitch.
50 Cent. Stephen A. Smith, I think, had a bad one. Gary Delabate.
I don't want to botch it.
Ben?
No, I don't want to go viral. I do not want to be known as the guy who messed up the first pitch.
The antivirus.
Right.
Yeah.
If no one ever saw it again after Tuesday, I'd be okay with that. Really, I would be.
The guy that used to sit in that chair had a pretty awful first
pitch.
Yeah,
for an elite athlete, it was really one of the more pathetic ones that I've seen.
As I said, there's almost no way to be memorably successful at a first pitch.
No.
You can throw
unless you throw 98 miles
unless
an hour.
Unless you're the president of the United States after 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, even if you get up on the mound and you throw a perfect pitch, it's still going to be forgotten in 10 minutes. There's just almost no way to do...
That's what you want.
...to be successful.
That's what
you want. So, really, you want to be forgotten almost immediately when you throw a first
or
pitch.
Or they love what they see from you and decide to send you to El Paso.
I mean, there's been some acrobats who have done like flip kind of things. And
I won't be doing
off,
any
but we will
of
not
that.
Be. We will not be attempting that. Paulie will be attempting some headlines here in the Rundle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rundle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rundle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
Let's see. Where do we want to start today? You know, we were just talking about the Padres television broadcasts, or lack thereof right now. We're still wondering. People are wondering where they're going to be able to watch Padres baseball. And that is a good lead into this first story, because Awful Announcing had a story yesterday about ESPN potentially, possibly, reportedly looking at getting out of the baseball broadcast game.
So no more Sunday night baseball.
Their current deal with ESPN lasts through 2028.
Okay, still 2 years away.
$540 million a year.
Okay.
And that's actually a bargain from what you were paying previously. That number has gone down a little bit.
Wow.
But, according to...
Is it just the numbers, the ratings? It's not pulling the ratings that it needs to? Again, I'm happy to move all broadcasts to Apple TV ASAP.
I don't really know what the answer is. My guess is baseball teams, they're known for their local broadcasters more. Like, if I watch an NBA game, though, the National, the TNT and ESPN, they seem like my basketball broadcasters. Maybe that's because we don't have a team.
Probably exactly why.
But there are more national, like, the Lakers play about half of their games on national, half on local. Right. Padres play 98% of their games locally. And when they're on national, we don't really love it.
I hate it.
We don't really like it. So
I don't like listening to Eduardo
Ortega. I wonder if that's
part
of the fact that you don't feel like you're getting the value as a network broadcaster when people actually are kind of mad when they have to watch the game on your outlet. Like, I'm not mad when I watch a Laker game on TNT or ESPN, but I'm kind of mad when I have to watch a Padres game on Fox Sports 1 or ESPN or Apple.
I love Eduardo Ortega. I can't stand Eduardo Perez. That's what I meant to say. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Good correction
there. Balls.
So,
false ball.
Not only is it Sunday Night Baseball, they do have like the midweek ESPN Plus games occasionally as well. And Andrew Marchand from the New York Post said that there is an opt-out for ESPN after next season, the 2025 season, and it's being reported that ESPN is leaning towards exercising their right to just end the deal. It's one of those things. ESPN doesn't have great baseball coverage.
No.
You've seen it before, probably. People have pointed out, like, the last baseball-related post on ESPN's Instagram was from 7 months ago or something. Like, they are all in on football, whether it's the NFL or the SEC Network.
Boog's great. Passan's a tremendous insider.
Yeah. Even Boog is doing local.
He also does local
broadcasts
as well.
Now, permanently. Yeah.
But he's not also doing ESPN, too?
No, I think he does. Yeah. He does, like, ESPN radio on Sunday nights. Yeah. But he eventually was exclusively ESPN. Now he's almost exclusively.
That's fine. As long as he goes, I don't know. I don't know that I'll be missing much at all if they go.
Well, Sunday Night Baseball will probably live on. It just might be
somewhere
on
else.
Network.
Fine by
Apple
me.
TV or something.
Fine by me. I would take that in a heartbeat.
Who knows? All right. Real quick, let me pull this up on the stream here. A little video. The president of St. Bonaventure University, they issued a statement yesterday. They missed out on the NCAA tournament, and they chose to not participate in the NIT tournament, which we talked about this last week. I'm all in favor of that. I think the NIT tournament is stupid. I think it's a waste of everybody's time, and I think that nobody really cares about it. You can't name one NIT tournament champion in the last 20 years.
NIT tournament champion.
You can't.
Virginia.
Is that true?
You made that up.
You made that up.
You don't know, though, if I did or not. So,
exactly my point. This was like a hostage video, though, from the president of St. Bonaventure University. It was
hello, everyone.
Odd.
I know many of you are upset with the events that transpired last week regarding the NIT. Quite frankly, I am, too. I know how passionate you are about this place and that the Bonnies are a major source of that affection. I knew that 3 months before I even started as president, when I attended the NIT Final Four in New York in 2022 and saw nothing but a sea of brown and white every time I turned around. You should have been informed of the team's decision about the NIT on Sunday evening, not 3 days later. The fans of most of the other 16 teams on that ESPN graphic could not have cared less, but they aren't Bonnies. I know you feel a lifelong sense of pride and ownership in this institution.
He goes on for
Do you have any inflection in your voice whatsoever?
No, he doesn't. It was the weirdest video. It was extremely bizarre.
So they said they didn't want to play, but they didn't let their fans know or anything, and their fans were all excited. But they want, you know, the fans want to watch their team play, and like you said, they were at an NIT before, and the fans went nuts. That's something, if I'm the university, don't you have to take that into consideration? Like, we had a really good showing for this, you know, second-tier tournament. Like, why would we say no again if our fans and stuff are into it? And I think that's what's blown back. Blew his hair clean off, actually. I was going to say blew his hair back. Blew his hair clean off.
And I'd like you to know, Virginia did win the NIT my junior year of high school.
In 1992.
Yes.
I think Paulie said 20
said
years.
20 years.
So you miss out on that, buddy.
I would... I could probably guess all day, and I would not tell the defending NIT champion.
Somebody said Florida, Baylor, they've won it. I'm just going to
Baylor won in 2013, so that one counts within 20 years.
Take them at their word.
Florida.
Them up.
Florida, no.
No?
No, no, no. Not, no, last year's NIT champion. North Texas.
Oh, Denton, Texas, buddy. Yep.
Beat UAB in the final, the team that the Aztecs beat in the first round of the NCAA tournament this year.
Okay.
Well, good for them. All right. You guys want to talk about wieners?
Yes. I want to hear what this entails.
So the online betting site, BetUS, they do odds. I think you can gamble on their website as well. I get emails from them all the time.
Okay.
Look at the odds for the new, you know, Patriots head coach or whatever. They are hiring for a position called Wiener Connoisseur. And the Wiener Connoisseur is going to travel to all 30 Major League Baseball parks.
Sold.
And examine, measure, try out.
Measure.
The hot dogs. Yes.
Why would a betting website?
The length and girth is important in the overall Wiener consumption experience.
I don't like a thick hot dog.
Like the Randy Jones, the big giant.
That's like a sausage.
It's like short
Louisville
and fat
slugger.
Or long and skinny.
No, that's a hot dog. It's just a really, really big hot dog.
I like mine more long and thin, but I don't like
a Costco dog.
I don't like the tips to hang over
edge. Oh, no, the Costco dogs, the tips do hang out over the edge.
I like it to be a form-fitting wiener fits right in the bun.
I agree with you.
So
I don't want any overhang.
Bun to wiener ratio has to be 1-1.
It has to be perfect.
You also don't want extra buns sticking
out.
No,
I'll take the extra bun.
You will.
I'll take a smaller wiener if I could have a little bit more bun on each side.
So you can apply on their website, BetUS. And
why?
Between now and April 18th.
Like, what would DraftKings have a, hey, we're going to have a hire a pizza guy to go around and taste all the, I don't understand why they would do it.
They don't even care about the taste. They're literally just curious about the size of hot dogs between all 30.
Question. Does size matter? Bars. I think it does.
Absolutely.
I think it absolutely
does. But bigger's not always better.
Especially when it comes to hot dogs.
Flavor,
texture. Flavor is important.
Very
says here,
important.
You'll get to taste test dozens of hot dogs. They don't really care how good they taste. They just want you to measure each one
measure
to
it.
See which Major League Baseball team has the biggest and the smallest hot dogs. It says you need to measure the length as well as the
circumference.
Diameter.
The girth of it.
How much it weighs, how heavy the hot dogs are.
Hmm.
You're not going to have to pay for this. They will take care of everything. They're going to buy you the game tickets. The travel is covered for all 30 teams.
What a gig.
And you get a $2,500 stipend as well. And a $500 gift card to MLBShop.com so you can get some gear to wear. And you get a subscription
Wiener
to MLB
specialist.
TV. Wiener Connoisseur.
Wiener Connoisseur. I was doing that bit when we would play a lot of golf. I was taste testing all the
you did.
The wieners around town and... Twin Oaks.
Remember when we used to play
there.
Golf?
Yeah, remember when we used to play golf like twice a week? Goat Hill, phenomenal. Phenomenal wiener there. I'm a big fan.
Of wieners?
Of wieners and of all that entails.
Grilled or love. Steamed?
Both. But
yeah,
I love
both,
a grill.
They're both good, but I actually... Like the Chicago, the steamed
so good
dog with a slightly steamed bun as well, where it gets almost
a little moist,
soggy and moist.
A little
I do like that.
I do too.
I like the grill marks on a hot dog.
And I do like the grill marks.
Can't have both, though.
No. Could. You can steam it, then grill it.
It's a lot of work.
Like both of us.
Wrapped in foil.
Starving.
All right. We have one more segment before we can go eat.
Yeah.
Celebrate. Wieners. Do they have a cake for us for our 6th anniversary? I haven't even checked.
I didn't see anything.
Looking forward to the cake that we're going to probably not enjoy after the show today. Final segment. Get you ready for Annie and Elston. 6 years almost in the books of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number. Actually, already in the books. This is the start of year number 7 today on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
My nemesis, Steve Alford, just announced that he will be remaining as head coach of the Nevada Wolf Pack.
Are you his nemesis?
No.
Do you think?
No.
It's
it just gets under my skin.
Because all of my nemesi are, I'm also theirs.
This
like they're well aware of your feelings towards
we're
them.
We're nemesis. No,
completely unaware of my existence, likely.
So is he technically your nemesis?
He gets under my skin,
though. Let it go.
He releases this huge statement. I know there are a ton of rumors flying around, and this happens when you have had success. However, Tanya and I love the Reno community, our boosters, the fan support, and the program that we're building. We're already very busy putting together next year's team. You blew a 17-point lead in the second half of your NCAA tournament game. No one is crawling over each other to try to hire you as their head coach at their big-time program. Thank you for that statement that you're going to be staying in
Reno. I know.
America's biggest little city.
I know the rumor mill is churning. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Go home and tell your wife that today. You go, listen, you know the ladies are after me. I know you've heard a lot of things. Just so you know, I'm here to stay.
You're outscored 24-4 down the stretch. You're not the hottest commodity out there,
Coach. Are you saying he didn't really have any other option?
I don't know, but it just feels funny to see it out there. I mean, Nevada is done. They made the tournament. I'm sure they're very happy with the job that he has done.
Adam Paul says that's not true. He was connected to a few jobs.
Was
connected.
He?
Is
probably
different.
By his own agent.
Correct. Correct. Is the plural of nemesis? Is nemesis?
Nemesis.
Is that right?
Nemesis.
I like nemesi. That's much better. All of my nemesi out there. Do you have any nemesis?
I probably do.
Well, no. You know if they're your nemesis.
Well, I just told you. So, Steve Alford.
They know that they're your nemesis.
You know that they know.
You know that they know.
No.
No. Wow. What's that like?
I believe that, too.
I believe it. 100%. I really do.
I'm not naive enough to think that everybody likes me.
No, everybody does not like you.
Why do you say that? You're so fast with that.
Oh, I just had to shorten my brain.
I was expecting you to go, I don't know, maybe everybody does like you. No, you're right away. No, everybody doesn't like you.
It's absolutely true. Absolutely.
Thanks for just jumping right in with that.
Unequivocally.
But anyway, Nevada, they pulled the reverse of the Lakers last night, who were 19 down to the Bucks in the fourth quarter and came back to force overtime and win in double OT.
What's wrong with you?
They were so out of it. Woods, I think you'd appreciate this. They were so out of it.
I promise you I won't. I swear I won't.
Dan Wojcicki, who covers the Lakers for the LA Times, was tweeting, time to pull your starters out of this game. They're like, it's dumb to have Anthony Davis still out there at this point. LeBron didn't even play because of an ankle injury, so he wasn't out there. And yet they rallied on the road and beat the Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis and Dame and everybody. It was a really, really good win for the Lakers last night in double overtime.
Fantastic. And I'm sure Blake Treinen is elated with that victory. The fact that Blake Treinen would watch basketball is maybe the best
joke
I've ever told.
So is Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah,
so.
Tony Gwynn Jr., big Lakers guy. I get it.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll come back. We got opening day tomorrow. Let you know again what our plans are for the entire day coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. at Baja Rick's Cantina downtown, 6th and L in the Gas Lamp, former Tin Fish location. If you've been down there before, right next to the Omni, a block from the ballpark. And not only are we going to be there doing our show and having breakfast, but we've got giveaways while we're there. So we have Padres tickets for our poncho giveaway night on April 2nd against the Cardinals when we're going to be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. We have Manny Machado bobbleheads. We've got Ben and Woods merch that we've pulled out of our own coffers to make sure that we can give away some shirts and stuff. What else did Adam say we had?
Blink 182 tickets.
Blink 182 tickets. Yeah. So Blink's coming to town, I assume, sometime.
No, we're just giving away tickets.
No, we're giving them away. They're actually playing in Duluth, Minnesota.
No, they're actually not playing. It's just tickets.
Old ticket stubs.
Old tickets. Would it surprise you?
And then we got some Ben and Wood stickers, maybe.
Good.
Outstanding. So you have to show up there. Be in person, present to
win.
Are
they playing a concert here?
Are they, Blake's coming to town?
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, I assume that it's possible that they were coming to Orange County or something. We've given away tickets occasionally to things that were a little further away.
That is true.
I was assuming they're coming to San Diego.
A lot of bands do avoid San Diego like the plague now.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise
me. When that band starts avoiding San Diego,
yes,
that's when you know it's really bad.
We are in deep ass. If Blink's like, no, we'll play Anaheim. That's as far south as we will go. That's when we've really blown it. As a community, we've really blown it. They will be here. I don't know when exactly they're coming, but they will be here.
Jeez. And then we'll do our show. Annie and Elston will come on from 10 to noon from Rick's Baja Cantina, or Baja Rick's Cantina. I always flip it around. But you guys, are you going to stick around then for the game all day?
Yeah.
I've got live shots from the Marriott for Channel 10 from 11 to 12.
You gotta go up to the top.
Up to the
thing.
Roof.
I like that.
The DJ booth
that's,
up at the
that's
top.
Cool,
the Marriott
though.
I really hope.
You got a view in.
Please reenact that.
And I really hope.
And I really
see
hope.
More
wins.
Unity and more peace if you did this, please. When already things are so difficult.
Shout out to the Padres.
Shout out to the Giants.
I'll give you $40 cash to reenact David Guetta.
I will
on
come
the
up
roof.
There and film it if I need to. You just let me know, buddy.
It's the same view. It's the same spot.
I will do it. Do I have to do it on television? Can I just do it like on social media up
Send
there?
It to
and
me.
We'll come on. Yeah.
And I really hope
to
see
jacket.
More wins and fewer losses.
Shout out to his family.
God.
But you have that view into the ballpark.
It's
that's
cool.
Why it's such a cool location up there.
It's I always see it, and I see you up there, and I go, man, I'm a little bit jealous. I want to, but I don't think I can get up there. Can you get me in?
Isn't
that the worst when people ask you, can you get me in? I don't think so.
And then go to the game. And then after the game, I think we're down actually on street level at the Marriott for the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock news and doing highlights. I'll be trying to watch the Aztecs game on my phone likely or something from downtown San Diego. So, but it's a long day. I mean, how are you? You're staying all day downtown.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're doing the show. Going to go back to the hotel room, change clothes, and then freshen up a little bit.
After our,
Wink, wink. Haha. And then going to go to our pal, Corey's having a big tailgate. He always does. I think he's got some sangria, which I'll probably imbibe a little bit of that. And then head on over to the ballpark and walk around and check out the scene. Now, I've got my pass.
Don't go crazy, all right? Don't ruin Friday's show.
I know.
Like you did last year.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Well, they better win. They better win.
Now, extenuating circumstances, remember last year it was supposed to start at 1 o'clock
God.
As well and didn't end up starting until 7, and we started at 6 a.m. going all day. There's just no way to make it through 17 straight hours without ruining your Friday.
Not legally. I mean, there's really no legal way to do it. But I'm gonna do that and go to the tailgate, probably have a couple shots, a couple drinks, go over to the deal, have some food. Stay for the game as long as I can. I don't have seats, so, you know, that's the thing. I'll be walking around a lot. And
we'll make some room for you in the press box.
Then Hannah, will she stand outside the press box and wait?
Just right on that bridge there. Just
can you get us into the press box? Can you get us in?
Not Hannah.
Exactly.
I can get you in.
Exactly. So then we're going to do that, and then we're going to go watch the Aztecs somewhere.
Okay, good.
Yeah, at our hotel that we're staying at, they have a really cool little sports bar at the bottom. And last year we went and watched the last few innings and had dinner there. So I think that's what we'll do, go watch the Aztecs there. And then wake up. She's actually going to be on the show in Friday. It's your choice if you want to put her on or not, but she's coming with me.
It's my choice.
Well, it's not.
I didn't think so.
She's probably, you can interview her if you want, find out how the scene was. So she'll be in hanging out with us on Friday, if and that's cool
with
you guys.
By the scene, you mean the scene in your hotel room.
Just the scene. Just the overall scene is what I mean. She's very excited for opening day. She's got all her outfits planned and all of that. So I'm really excited, too. It's going to be fun. It should be a beautiful day and get to all be together and, you know, hopefully get a dub, man. Go ahead and stick it to Logan Webb and Bob Melvin and embarrass Jung Ho Lee on his first day in the big leagues. I want all of it. I'm going to be very greedy this season.
Whatever happens, Padres at least have a victory already.
They do.
We were just talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. even got an official hit yesterday.
Yeah, they changed the Max Muncy
error to a hit. So Fernando's batting average went up by quite a bit, actually, because at this point in the season, one hit makes a kind of a difference. So, yeah, Fernando was the beneficiary yesterday. So now he's all the way up to a 250 average and 400 on-base percentage, 2-8 instead of 1-8, I believe. So
I'm going to be interested to see this season just how you've seen it a little bit in the exhibition games and you've seen it in spring training. The Padres have been running a lot more. I'm interested to see how they continue to do that. And I'm interested to see what the lineup is going to eventually shift to, because a lot of it for me really hinges on how so far so good for Jackson Merrill. If he's in the nine for the rest of the season, I'll be really surprised, especially when, and again, I love you, Jerickson Profar. Jerickson Profar is currently your six-hole hitter. And I know that he's a switch hitter and he's a little more versatile there, but if you've got a righty on the mound, I wouldn't mind seeing that kid start to, you know, grind his way up in the order a little bit. I think it can be a little more dangerous. What do you think, Benny, about the Ha-Sung Kim in the five? That's interesting to me as well. He hit pretty well in the leadoff spot. They have a lot of different options, but what you don't want is, like, you want guys to get comfortable, but they also have to be able to be moved from time to time. I'd be real surprised if we see a lot of the same lineup this season.
I do get the sense that Mike Schilt's going to stick with this one at least for a little while. While Manny continues to DH, I think it was the same the first two games. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's exactly the same at least two or three of the games in this series as well against the Giants.
I've been surprising Crony in the three hole as much as we have.
Well, that's going to be there just to break up the righties. But the thing is, somebody made the point the other day, I think it was our buddy Christopher Chadwick, he said, I don't love a lineup that doesn't have Manny guaranteed to hit in the first. Right. And I thought, yeah, of course. And that's not the way baseball happens these days. A lot of teams are just saying, I'm putting my absolute best hitter first. Doesn't matter if it's Aaron Judge. Doesn't matter if it's Bryce Harper. Yeah. Like, I don't think Harper hit leadoff, but Kyle Schwarber, 40 home run power, gets on base, not going to kill you with a double play, right? So they just lead him off. And I wonder, Xander has been a bit of a ground ball guy. You cannot have Ha-Sung Kim leading off and then rolling into double play. Oh, but Ha-Sung Kim gets on, steals second. Xander then moves him over. Now we're cooking, you know. So I do wonder how that's going to look.
With so many teams now, 162 games, 162 lineups.
Yeah,
it's almost funny that you've saw a lot of consistency already.
Very much.
First couple of games for the Padres. So, but they will, you know, with Manny eventually playing third, there's going to be some bigger changes at some point. But I'd say early in the season, you know, no reason to change what worked really well. Tyler Wade's off to a good start. I expect him to be at third base at least for the first, first series or two.
Three righties to start. No, two righties and one lefty. Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Interesting.
All right. That's it for today.
Happy 6 years,
boys. We'll see you tomorrow
morning
at Baja Ricks. Happy 6 years to both of you as well. Annie and Elston coming up next. For Paul Reindel, our executive producer, imaging director, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Baseball Eve. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.